Audio Gravity, 18th of September 2009. Good morning, hope you're doing well. First link today, inbflat.net. This is quite a nice little mashup, sort of video blogging, crowdsourcing, audio, crossover. I don't even know what you would call this. It is a collaboration, digital collaboration, and it is a jam. But it's quite clever how they've done this. It's a collaborative music spoken word project, and you've got this grid of YouTube videos, and each one of the YouTube videos is a instrument or a beat or a sound, and somebody else, you know, I think they're all separate people doing it, and you can play them all at once, you can start them at any time in any order, and they just all sync and fit in together. It's just brilliant, a brilliant little mashup. Go and check it out, www.inbflat.net. Next link today is over on userscripts.org. I probably mentioned this before in the past, but I thought I'd mention it again because a lot of people don't realize that if you're not happy with the way that something renders in a website, be it MySpace or Facebook or you know, numerous other sites where it's got too much advertising or there's things that you don't want to see on it, you can actually do quite a lot about that. You can use a thing called a Grease Monkey script. And UserScripts is a place where you can get them for Firefox mainly, but there is stuff on there for WebKit as well, and I think starting to bring in stuff for Google Chrome. But it allows you to do various things. So there's various add-ons here, Popular Scripts, Google King Kong, Facebook Awesome Source, Facebook Mafia Wars, Awesome Script, Free God for the Points, Thousands of Mafia Family. You know, some of those are pretty devious ones. VidsBligger, automatically scale YouTube to the largest possible size and HQ, HD quality video, scroll down to read comments without missing video, etc., etc. So there's like add-ons that you can get which are installed inside your browser to enable the almost rewriting of a page using JavaScript. And it's pretty neat. Next link today, gazelle.com, G-A-Z-E-L-L-E.com. Get cash for your gadget. So how many people out there have bought something, used it probably for 2 or 3 months or used it for a job and then never used it again? It's just sitting on your sideboard, sitting in your desk, sitting on your shelf somewhere, and you're never going to use it again. This is a company who's doing something very similar to one of those eco effects where you send in a mobile phone and they'll give you so much money for it. This looks like a pretty good service. I've not actually used it yet, but I have amassed a stupid amount of gadgets that I no longer use. I've got like an old JVC, a GZ100 camera, which when it first came out was a wicked camera. But unfortunately, like, encodes in MPEG-2 and it does all sorts of weird stuff nowadays. The batteries run down. But, you know, it'd be worth sending in. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. They'll get rid of it. I've environmentally responsible about it. So they actually, you know, do it in a proper way. Next link today is smokescreengame.com. Now, this is a Channel 4 project. And what they're doing is they've made this game about life online. And so they're calling this social network White Smoke. I think it's quite a good idea. I think it's a good way of blending social media, the aspect of using stuff online, give kids or teenagers real world examples of taking it further than just status updates and pictures of you getting drunk and stuff as a student, or just, you know, get out of that sort of just navel gazing of social media and actually use it as an empowerment tool. I think it's a good idea, and they've got little missions going on. They've got 1 to 13 missions, and they're on mission 8, I think, at the moment. They've just done mission 7. And they give little tasks to do, and it's good. Go check it out. It's a really clever application of you know, getting people more aware to social media stuff. This next link's funny. It's over on news.com.au, so it's from Australia, which got the news website of the year, funnily enough. This is a disgruntled user of South Africa's Telkom service, T-E-L-K-O-M, was annoyed, frustrated with the fact that the data, trying to send data on their ISP, which is the country's leading ISP, was so bad that they, you know, they tried to get across to them that, you know, it was just the amount of packet loss was so bad that they had to do something about it. So a local news agency SAPA reported about this little project that these IT guys had, where they strapped a USB stick. Excuse me. Can't get live than this. Where they strapped a USB stick to a pigeon. And that pigeon, whose name was Winston, took 1 hour and 8 minutes to fly 80 kilometers from the unlimited IT office to Pietermaritzburg, to the coastal city of Durban, with a data card strapped to its leg. So it wasn't a USB stick, it was a data card. And yet the transfer via the telecom, via using this telecom, this ISP in South Africa, took 2 hours, 6 minutes and 57 seconds. So, and during that time, only 4% of the data was transferred using the telecom line. SAPA said unlimited IT performance stunt after being frustrated with slow internet transmission times. I think that's just a really, really clever way of getting some sort of awareness about it. You know, they're actually sending a pigeon with the data card on board to the coast, and it gets there faster than the internet connection. Saying that, my next link today, and it follows on from this, internet speed is expected to improve once a new 17,000 kilometer underwater fiber optic cable linking South, Southern and East Africa till the networks becomes operational, which is my next link. The new Africa broadband is ready. New high-speed undersea cable connecting East Africa with the rest of the world is going live, Kenya's top internet official has told the BBC. Senior government officials Bichangel Demo said there was evidence that internet service providers were fleecing the public. So this is quite a big deal, because now it's the enabling of South Africa, and the reason for that is you know, it's the next place to start building, really, isn't it? That if we strip away all the politics and everything else, you know, there's if you look at a map at night, if you look at one of these maps where they show you, you know, the density of cities and stuff around the world, if you look at Africa, there's hardly any lights on it at all, because there's no major infrastructure there. So the first thing, you know, is to make it connected, which is pretty hardcore, really. So Seacom is the first fiber optic cable to land in East Africa. It's going to link Europe, India and South Africa. Cables have the capacity of 1,280 gigabits per second. And other cables, including Teams and EC, expected to come online soon. It's a big deal. You know, providing a massive pipe into South Africa, and then once the information can flow, then you're going to have like businesses that are going to start popping up around the ports. And then it's going to start to proliferate from there. It's going to be roads, and it's going to just, you know, next 5-10 years, it's just going to grow massively. And more and more, we're connecting the world up. You know, we're going to suddenly get all this great ambient content from Africa over the next 10 years. Excuse me. And finally, the last link today, this is a one to be a little bit concerned about, because it's a bit close to home, as in it's just over the water there. France passes the three strikes bill. Opponents vow to block Haddock 2. France's lower house has approved an amended version of the controversial three strikes legislation intended to crack down illegal downloads. The French National Assembly passed the anti-piracy bill today by 285 votes to 225, with a ruling majority UMP in favour and a Socialist Party leading opposition votes. So the three strikes rule basically is a rule that says that if you get caught downloading stuff, they send you... what normally happens is after the first letter that they send you, which is a warning... No, let me get this right. After the first one being a warning email and then a formal letter, those that are accused of actually illegal file sharing for the third time can be disconnected for a year and face a €300,000 fine and jail time. I don't know how they're going to police this. I mean, you know, there's proxies, and you're gonna use somebody else's Wi-Fi. This has so many different ramifications that, you know, effectively, you could literally become jump on somebody else's network, set up a super node for BitTorrents, and you know, some granny could be who might not have email, might be sent an email somehow. I don't know how they're going to link the email to the download. That's a little bit sort of strange. Surely there needs to be a little bit of sort of spying going on there to find out, okay, this is you at your ISP. I need to have these logs. So there's a bit of spying goes on before they actually get your email address and then send you this warning letter. I would have thought the thing that would happen then is, you know, you just change your email address, change your ISP, go somewhere else. I don't know how they're going to police this. And I think it's sending the wrong message. I think, yes, there probably needs to be some sort of addressing of piracy and the rationale behind it and why people do it. But I don't think this three strikes thing will work. But it worries me that it's very close to home, and these things tend to sort of have a life of their own. And if they get past somewhere, then they sort of watch how well it went down, and then they learn from mistakes, and then they put something out similar to it. And we know in the UK, we have laws passed all the time that we don't know about until we've overstepped the mark, and then we get told that that's what it is and we've done it. That's it for today. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.